This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. For many people in search of work, employment agencies can seem like the ticket to a job. But while some do connect would-be workers with employment, others do not, choosing instead to prey on the desperation of the out-of-work, especially low-skilled and immigrant job seekers. The New York Attorney General's office is investigating about a dozen agencies that may have cheated job seekers out of fees for jobs that never materialized. That's according to an official familiar with the investigation. Employment agencies are licensed by the city's Department of Consumer Affairs, and the department's commissioner, Jonathan Mintz, joins us now. Welcome back to WNYC, Commissioner.
Thanks. It's always good to be here.
So explain the kind of scams you're seeing from unscrupulous employment agencies. What typically do they promise and what happens?
So the two worst versions of what too many consumers experience with employment agencies are either that they are promised jobs that never exist, or, and sometimes this is combined, they have money taken from them up front, usually illegally, and then not refunded when they don't get a job. The simple truth is that an employment agency can never promise you a job because they're not the ones hiring you, and they must always give you your money back if they took any, if they didn't get you a job.
Mayor Bloomberg pledged in 2008 to end this kind of abuse. What's been done?
This has been a real priority for Mayor Bloomberg. He has often expressed his particular frustration with an industry where you have people who are reaching out to these employment agencies to do the right thing. And then you have, unfortunately, far too many employment agencies that, even though they're licensed, are pulling these scams and creating real problems for consumers, taking money from the people who can least afford to give it to them. Part of the real frustration in enforcement is that it is very unusual to have a consumer call us and tell us that they've had this problem. And that makes enforcement particularly difficult. It means that we need to use undercover investigators in order to try to find some of these different patterns. But employment agencies will often take advantage of people's immigration status and threaten them when they come back and ask for a refund, and that prevents people, unfortunately, from telling us about their experience so that we can swoop in and shut these places down.
How many undercover agents do you have?
Well, I never answer that question. I never answer that question, but...
Is it a lack of resources then? Is it just too many employment agencies to cover and you're really reliant on people stepping forward and they're not because of their undocumented status?
Well, the question is definitely not resources. It really is about people stepping forward and telling us their experience. You can't do undercovers everywhere all the time. But, rely upon tips as often as possible, and we respond to those tips by sending in undercovers in order to see what the actual experience is.
Under New York's current business law, people who believe they've been cheated by an employment agency do not have the right to sue the agency themselves. They have to come to an agency like the Department of Consumer Affairs. Do you think that law needs to be changed, that people should be empowered to sue individually, and maybe that will help?
I think that the classic experience is a disempowered consumer who has been taken for maybe $100 or $200. And I think in that case, the department is equipped to try to get them their money back very quickly at no cost to them. The problem isn't that the consumer doesn't have enough tools at his or her tool belt. The problem is that they don't feel comfortable too often reaching out for help. So I don't actually believe that giving somebody the right to sue individually is really going to change that equation for most of the consumers in trouble. I think what consumers need to do when an employment agency takes their money illegally is they need to call 311. We don't care what their immigration status is. We just want to make sure that they get their money back.
Jonathan Mintz is the commissioner of the Department of Consumer Affairs for the City of New York, speaking with us about unscrupulous employment agencies. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.